Dancing is life.
Episode 14 of The History of Methodologies of Classical Ballet, Part 2, The Baganova Method. Agrippina Baganova is the founder, creator of the Baganova Ballet Method. The Baganova Ballet Method is practiced at the famous, notorious Baganova Ballet Academy and Bolshoi Ballet Academy in Russia. Baganova started after she completely made a phenomenal impact as a professional dancer in her career. She was given many different pieces of choreography and works, especially designed for her by the great Marius Petipa, who is the most prolific classical ballet choreographer of all time. Most classical ballets that people know were most likely made by Marius Petipa, that people most likely would recognize who aren't classical ballet dancers. And Agrippina Baganova started her methodology on the most efficient way of going about doing each and every ballet step. It is the classical ballet method that is used throughout most ballet companies, most traditional classical ballet schools, and Baganova method has its hands in almost every single company's repertoire out there. These different ballet methodologies have came into play into many different styles of dance that, or more so companies that may not have had that methodology originate in that country where that ballet company resides. Yet the strong impact that these methodologies have had on the procession and progress of classical ballet and the evolution of the art form in of itself, not just classical ballet, but in of itself in dance, has sparked a light in the overall progress that we all make as classical ballet dancers. All methodologies must be learned by all professional classical ballet dancers, from Baganova to Shaketi to Bournonville. They all must be learned to be the best proficient dancer and most knowledgeable dancers possible about the craft that we are currently in. For a person to be able to really fully have the ability to communicate their proficiency in the craft of classical ballet, they must be able to understand and execute classical ballet steps under each and every methodology. And most of Marius Petipa's works would most likely be, you know, a classical ballet that incorporates most of Baganova's methodology. Most Russian ballet choreographers and directors will ensue the dancer to incorporate the logistics and the concepts that Agrippina Vaganova has instilled in her methodology and incorporate those into their dancing while they're dancing those pieces. The Vaganova methodology is not, of course, just studied over there in Russia, but it's also studied amongst the Cuban National Ballet. It's studied amongst many different schools in the United States and many different schools throughout Europe, as well as most likely Japan, China, so on and so forth. The Vaganova ballet methodology incorporates pretty much every single pose of its basic form, such as all the other ones do, all the other methodologies do. First, second, third, fourth, fifth. It's the same thing throughout all classical ballet methodologies. But it starts to differentiate itself when we get to poses like arabesque, third arabesque, fourth arabesque. It's usually the methodology that's used to actually explain these positions in arabesque. Along with the porte-bras, the use of the arms. There's first, second, and you know, many cases, first, second, third, fourth, fifth. First, but in Agrippina Vaganova's case, there's, you know, a different way of how she went about doing the different arm positions. And to be able to understand that there is no better way or no worse way of doing it. It's just what is preferable by the choreographer and the director. That must always be in the dancer's mind, because it's very easy for a dancer to be very influenced by one style and then not be able to adapt and be flexible towards other styles of choreography and dance, which makes them a very rigid dancer. It makes them not able to really, you know, have a career that may be as flourishing as a lot of the greats that are out there that have danced works from all different types of choreographers, all different works of walks of life, all different classical ballets. And most dancers' dreams are to dance every single work of ballet that has been created. And for a student to start off learning the Vaganova method would possibly give them one of the best foundations of classical ballet out there to allow them to, you know, adapt and mold themselves into whichever dancer they truly want to be. It doesn't mean it's better than any other dance form, but it's the one that is traditionally used throughout most dance schools across the world. That's how much of an impact Agrippina Vaganova's career has had on classical ballet. In and of itself, she wrote books, and she, you know, passed her teachings down to other great dancers who she believed were worthy enough to possess her knowledge of intricate classical ballet artwork, in the hopes that most likely they'll pass it down to exceptional dancers as well, to keep the legacy continuing constantly. Consistently. We have great ballet dancers across the world who are influenced directly and indirectly from Agrippina Vaganova's pupils. And no matter which walk of life a person goes through in their classical ballet career, they can become as great as they possibly want to be, depending on how much they apply themselves to their professional career. And how flexible and adaptable and intelligent they are towards how they approach the work that it takes to become a professional classical ballet dancer. The student of classical ballet usually starts off, of course, learning many different methodologies from many different teachers. and maybe mind-boggled at first, trying to absorb all of the different information. But in general, classical ballet has key principles and concepts that are applied to every single methodology, regardless of what the origin of it is. And it is required, especially in today's standards that the industry has set, for a dancer to be able to absorb the information quickly, to be able to produce as many works of art within the shortest amount of time, so that many different works can be put out for the audience to be able to absorb and pick from and choose from to see which piece of art they want to consume today. And these dancers who can do this the most efficiently and the most proficiently are the ones who usually are able to take their careers and turn them into a legacy that's worth looking back on, to see themselves having had danced all these different roles across all these different companies, all these different stages across the world. My professional career so far has allowed me to travel fairly across the United States and dance in many different places. And I have witnessed this firsthand of what directors and choreographers truly want out of a dancer. Course, it's usually consistent amongst all, there's a few things that are consistent amongst all these different directors and choreographers. You want a dancer who's technically skilled, who's strong technique, technically skilled, and understands what they are doing, is aware. Which that's where the awareness factor comes in, the flexibility factor comes in, the absorption of information right there on the spot comes in. Dancer that's sharp-minded, sharp-witted, genuinely there to dance and be the instrument that is used by the choreographer. And Agrippina Vaganova style methodology really allows the dancers to flourish in this way. In tomorrow's episode of Ballet Reality Podcast, part 3 of the history and methodologies of classical ballet, we will be discussing Bournonville, the Bournonville methodology. Thank you very much for tuning in to the Ballet Reality Podcast. And I hope you have a great day. Talk to you soon. Have a good day.